إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. I welcome all of you. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about a topic that is very important. Tariqul Hidayah. Tariqul Hidayah. The pathway to guidance. The pathway to righteousness. The pathway to be upright. And this is a talk by our beloved Shaykh Dr. Abdul Razzaq Ibn Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr Hafidhahum Allah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أيها الإخوة إن لقاءنا هذا هو في موضوع من أهم الموضوعات وأجلها. He says this talk is about a topic that is considered from the most important of all topics and the most noble of all topics. فهو عن الهداية وطريقها. It is about guidance. To be rightly guided and the pathway that lead to that. And the path that lead to guidance. قال الهداية التي هي أعظم المقاصد وأجل الأهداف وأنبل الغايات على الإطلاق. To be rightly guided, it is considered from the greatest of all aims. The most noblest of all achievements. والهداية التي يفتقر إليها كل عبد في حركاته وسكناته في قيامه وقعوده وفي شؤونه كلها. Everybody is in dire need to be guided. To be rightly guided in every move he or she makes, and even when they are not moving, while they stand in, when they laying down and sitting, and in all of their affairs. الهداية التي يحتاج إليها العبد في مستقبل أمره وفي ماضي أمره وفي وقته الحالي وفي جميع أوقاته. هداية, guidance, that is needed, and a person needs it in his future time, and in the past, and his present time, and in all of his affairs. الهداية التي بها تنال السعادة ويذفر بالطمأنينة وبها يسعد العبد سعادة لا شقاء بعدها أبدا. So the Shaykh is mentioning how important this topic is indeed. Guidance, to be rightly guided, to be upright, to be upon the path of righteousness. He says, because this is how a person will be happy, serene, tranquil. This would bring joy and happiness to a servant, that he will never witness the misery after that in his life, period. الهداية التي هي منى كل مؤمن وغاية ومقصد كل موحد يطمع فيها ويسعى لثباتها ويرجو بقاءها معه في حياته وآخرته. Sheikh still bringing why so important this topic of guidance. He says, because guidance, it is the hope of every believer. Every believer hopes to be rightly guided. This is the aim of every believer. Every muwahid, the person who is upon tawheed, the person who is upon Islamic monotheism, that's his goal. That's what he's in front of his eyes. That's what he wants to achieve. And he wants to be firm upon it. And ask Allah to keep him upon guidance in his life, and yet to be from those who are rightly guided in the hereafter. قال فكما أن العبد محتاج للهداية في حياته فإنه كذلك محتاج إليها في آخرته. Says likewise, a servant is in dire need for guidance in his life. He needs it for the hereafter as well, to be among those who are rightly guided in the hereafter.
قال فشأن الهداية عظيم وأمرها جد كبير والحاجة إليها ماسة.
Shaykh Hafidahullah, he says, so therefore, the matter of this topic is great, the hidayah. And people are in dire need to be rightly guided.
حاجه العبد وافتقاره الى الهدايه ماسه لان سعادته وفلاحه وفوزه في الدنيا والاخره مرتبط بها متوقف على نيلها وتحصيلها فشان الهدايه عظيم.
Why is so important for the servant? Why is so important? Because for a person and a servant to be happy, to be successful, to be amongst the winners in this life and the hereafter, that depend on guidance. All of these factors depend on how that person, whether it be he or she, how rightly guided are they. So he said once again, this topic is of extreme importance. Al-Hidayah. To be rightly guided and to be upon righteousness.
قال ولهذا يعني لهذه الأمور كلها كثرت النصوص في كتاب الله وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في تعظيم شأن الهداية وتفخيم أمرها وبيان عظم شأنها وقدرها في آيات كثيرة وأحاديث عديدة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So for these reasons, you will find there are many the texts. Many are the texts in the Book of Allah or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlights the importance of guidance. They highlight the importance of guidance. And these texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they point out the greatness of this matter, of this subject matter, the value, its value and its virtue in many ayats and many narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
وبيان حسن عاقبة المهتدين وعظم ثوابهم عند ربهم.
Likewise, in this text of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they make clear the good ending of those who were rightly guided, and the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for them, those who are rightly guided, the great reward they find with their Lord.
وَبَيَانِ أَنَّ الْفَلَاحَ مُتَحَقِّقٌ لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ.
Likewise, this text in the Quran and the Sunnah make it clear that success is for them, guaranteed for these people who are rightly guided, those who are upon guidance, upon righteousness. Success is guaranteed for them in this life and in the hereafter.
فَهُمْ أَهْنَأُ النَّاسِ عَيْشًا وَأَسَرُّهُمْ قُلُوبًا وَأَنْقَاهُمْ أَفْئِدَةً وَأَزْكَاهُمْ نُفُوسًا وَأَسْعَدَهُمْ فِي كُلِّ شَأْنٍ وَفِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ.
Shaykh, he says, beautiful statements indeed. He said, those who are rightly guided, those who follow the path of Allah, as-sirat al-mustaqim, those who are upon istiqama, they are upright upon what Allah has legislated. These were those who are truly guided.
You find them from all of the people, they are those who have the best life. Their days are easy and they're nice like that. They have an easy life. Their hearts are always joyful. Nothing bothers them. Their hearts connected to the hereafter. أنقاهم أفئدة. They have the purest of souls, and they are the happiest in every place and every matter. Those who are righteous, those who are upright, and those who are rightly guided, you will find them happy, the happiest people. فقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه لم يكن نبي قبلي إلا كان حقا عليه أن يدل أمته على خير ما يعلمه لهم وينذرهم شر ما يعلمه لهم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there was not a prophet before me except there was a right upon him to guide his ummah to all the good he knows for them. All the good he knows that is good for them, anything that is good for them, he will direct them to that and guide them to that. And likewise, he will warn them. It is a right upon that prophet to warn his ummah against all the evil he knows about. فَنَبِيُّنَا صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْهِ دَلَّنَا إِلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَنَصَحَ أُمَّتَهُ. The Shaykh says, as for our prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn عبد المطلب صلى الله عليه وسلم has guided us to every good and has presented the sincere advice to this ummah. أبان الحجة وأوضح المحجة وأبان السبيل. He has indeed made clear the path by establishing the proofs, and he has made clear the way. وَمَا تَرَكَ خَيْرًا إِلَّا دَلَّ الْأُمَّ عَلَيْهِ. He has not, صلى الله عليه وسلم, has not left any good except that he has guided his ummah towards it. وَلَا شَرًّا إِلَّا حَذَّرَهَا مِنْهِ. Our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he did not leave any evil except that he has warned this ummah from it and against it. كُلُّ جَانِبٍ تَحْتَاجُ إِلَيْهِ في فعل الخير والبعد عن الشر دلك عليه النبي الكريم صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. Every field that you may need to embark upon, except that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made clear to you the good of it and the bad of it, so that you can embark upon the good and stay away from the evil. ولم يمت صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أنزل الله جل وعلا في ذلك تنصيصا وتبيينا قوله جل وعلا في سورة المائدة verse number 3 اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. And before the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died, Allah has revealed to him a text that make this matter very clear. And the Shaykh mentioned the ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah, a part of it towards the end of the verse number 3. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق ابن عبد المحسن حفظهم الله فبين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه طريق الهداية وأوضحه. So our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has made clear the path of guidance. Make it very clear. بينه في أتم وأروع وأحسن ما يكون من البيان. In a most eloquent and beautiful way. فطريق الهداية مناراته واضحة وعلاماته بينة وأبوابه مشرعة وسبيله نير. Says the path of guidance, its signposts, you know, the path, it is signposts that lead you to the path, to get in it or to leave. The signs of that path that lead to that path are clear. The doors are open. The path is illuminated with light. والذي على العبد هو أن يجاهد نفسه ويغالبها على سلوك هذا الطريق مستعينا بالله تبارك وتعالى على ذلك. As Allah says in Surah Al-Ankabut, that's chapter 29, verse 69. The Shaykh says, now what's incumbent upon a servant that to strive hard against his own self, to try his best to subdue himself, to fight against his desires, so that he can embark upon this path, seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do all these things. And he mentioned the verse number 69 in Surah Al-Ankabut, akhir ayah, the last verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. As for those who strive hard in us, for our cause, we will surely guide them to our paths, the Islamic monotheism. And verily Allah is with al-muhsinun, the good doers. قال ومن بيان النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام للهداية ومن كمال نصحه لأمته في هذا الباب أنه حرص صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يبين لهم طريق الهداية بكل سبيل وبأوجه كثيرة من الدلالة وطرق عديدة من البيان نصحا للأمة ودلالة لها إلى الخير. He said, when you look at how the Prophet ﷺ made the path of guidance so clear, and because the Prophet ﷺ, he was very sincere to this ummah, and that is shown through his diligence, alayhi salatu wassalam, and eagerness, and his concern so that the path of guidance be clear to his followers. The Prophet ﷺ used many ways to point out to the importance of this matter. All of this to give a sincere advice to this ummah and leading it to that which is good for it. قال ولهذا أقف بكم يقول الشيخ حفظه الله ولهذا أقف بكم أيها الإخوة هنا مع حديثين عظيمين جدا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في توضيح طريق الهداية بضرب الأمثال وكما يقال بالمثال يتضح المقال. He said, and for these reasons I want to stop here and, O brothers, with two narrations. You're going to highlight the importance of this, what he's talking about, this subject matter, through two narrations, two great narrations from the Prophet ﷺ that make clear the path of guidance by striking examples. And he mentioned this statement that they say, وبالمثال يتضح المقال. When you strike an example, the matter become clear. قال فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بيانا منه وإيضاحا لطريق الهداية ضرب أمثالا عظيمة توضح الأمر وتنير للمؤمن الجادة وتبين له السبيل. أمثالا عظيمة. Sheikh says that because the Prophet ﷺ wanting good for his ummah by making clear for them the path of guidance has brought many examples, great examples. The Prophet ﷺ that make this matter very clear so that the believer who wants to be upon al-jadda, wants to be upon uprightness, the one who wants to be serious and to be rightly guided, the path is clear to him. Because there is light in that path from the Prophet ﷺ in the like of this, by the like of these examples. قال فأقف بكم مع مثلين عظيمين عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيان طريق الهداية. So this for the Sheikh says, he chose two examples from the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that make clear the path of guidance. قال الأول ما ثبت في المسند والسنن عن النواس بن سمعان عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال. The first one is the hadith, the sound hadith in al-Musnad from Imam Ahmad and the Sunan on the authority of al-Nawas ibn Sam'an that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said ضرب الله مثلا صراطا مستقيما وعلى جنبتي الصراط السوران فيهما أبواب مفتحة وعلى الأبواب ستور مرخات وعلى باب الصراط داع يقول أيها الناس ادخلوا الصراط جميعا ولا تتفرجوا وداع يدعو من جوف الصراط فإذا أراد أن يفتح شيئا من تلك الأبواب قال ويحك لا تفتحه فإنك إن تفتحه تلجه والصراط الإسلام والصوران حدود الله تعالى والأبواب المفتحة محارم الله تعالى وذلك الداعي على رأس الصراط كتاب الله عز وجل والداعي فوق الصراط واعظ الله في قلب كل مسلم. It's a very important narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah the Most High has described the example of the straight path, like that road on both sides of which there are two walls, having many doors, all of which are open, and curtains are hanging on each one of those doors. At the end of this road is a caller who says, people, come all of you to this straight path. Don't remain dispersed. In the midst of the path, also there is a man. When any person wants to remove the curtains of these doors to see inside, the caller at the middle of the road says, woe to you, do not look. Do not open it. For indeed, if you look at it and open it, you will be far removed from this path. Then the straight path is Islam, Prophet ﷺ says. The straight path is Islam, and both the walls are the divine limits, the limits of Allah. The open doors are things declared illegal by Allah. The color at the end of the road is the divine book, the book of Allah. And the color from above is a divine advisor who lives in every believer's heart. The Shaykh says, هذا الحديث العظيم يقول عنه شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. So this great narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu ta'ala said about it, هذا حديث عظيم من عرفه انتفع به انتفاعا كبيرا وأغناه عن علوم كثيرة. Now here is Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, and as you know, he didn't get that title just cause. I didn't call him Shaykh al-Islam for nothing. He says رحمه الله, this is a great hadith. If somebody learn and understand this hadith correctly, will benefit tremendously. And it will be enough for him to be upright from learning many other things. It will be enough for him. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق من عرفه يعني من فهم هذا الحديث عرفه وتأمل فيه ووقف على دلالاته وعمل بمقتداه أغناه عن علوم كثيرة. الشيخ says, الشيخ عبد الرزاق العباد حفظه الله, says the meaning of Shaykh al-Islam, he says whoever, من عرف, whoever knows the hadith, hadith literally, but actually the correct understanding is whoever understood this hadith correctly, and therefore ponder and reflect and stop at the details mentioned in this hadith and act upon them, that will be sufficient for him from learning a lot of things in this matter and in this field. قال وهو حقا كذلك. He says, yes, is indeed, this is true. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر هذا المثال العظيم الذي ضربه الله تبارك وتعالى لبيان الصراط المستقيم ولإيضاحه والدلالة عليه. Says, for indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned this great example that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has set for his servants to make clear to them the straight path and that which shall lead to it. Then the Shaykh عبد الرزاق حفظه الله began to explain this hadith into segments, portion by portion, phrase by phrase. Sometimes two words but two at a time. Like he began when by siratan mustaqima. يعني طريق ممتد مستقيم. The path, sirat al-mustaqim, that is path, that is a long path and it is straight. وعلى جنبتي هذا الطريق المستقيم سوران وفي السورين أبواب مفتحة. In the hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, on both sides of this straight path, there are walls, two walls. And on those two walls, there are doors that are open. So there is two walls. On both sides, there is a wall on this path that is straight and it is a long path that is straight, and on each wall there are doors, and those doors are open. The Shaykh he explained, he says, يعني الذي يمشي مع هذا الطريق يجد على يمينه ويساره أبواب مفتحة. Says, meaning the one who's walking and embarking on this straight path, he will see to his right and to his left doors that are open, open doors. وعلى هذه الأبواب ستور مرخات. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says that in the hadith, and on these doors that are open, there are curtains hanging on each one of them. Curtains hanging on each one of those doors. قال نازلة إلى أسفلها. These are curtains to the bottom of the door. not to halfway or no, the whole way down.
وعلى رأس الطريق داع يدعو وفوق الطريق داع يدعو.
And on the path, at this path, there is a caller who's calling. The Sheikh says, وأنت في هذه الحياة بمثابة من هو في هذا الطريق المستقيم.
He says, you now, this is your example, Ya Abdullah. Your life,
as you're embarking towards the grave and towards the hereafter, your life is like a path. You are in this path that is straight, taking you straight to the grave, to the hereafter. And you will find to your right, to your left, doors.
وَالنَّفْسُ قَدْ تُحَدِّثُ الْإِنسَانِ.
There are doors, there are curtains, as he mentioned. Those doors, they are the limits of Allah, the maharim of Allah. Those things that Allah has made haram and illegal.
He says, as you going by your way in this life, you look to your right, you see things that are haram. You look to your left, you see other things that are haram, illegal things. And your nafs may want some of it. Your desire and your nafs want to get into one of those doors.
وَالشَّيْطَانُ قَدْ يَدْفَعُ الْإِنسَانِ. Shaitan inviting a person, pushing him towards evil. افتح الستارة ادخل ترى تشاهد تقف على كذا مغريات أشياء وهكذا.
But the shaitan is pushing a person, inviting him, come on, remove the curtain, get in, you're going to see something you like, get in there.
That's the shaitan.
You're going to see this and that, there's a lot of good things behind this curtain, just remove it and get in.
فيمشي الإنسان ويسير في هذا الطريق وكل مرة يواجه أبواب على اليمين واليسار وسطور مرخات كما سيأتي معنا في هذا الحديث.
He says, this is the path that the people have in this dunya. The more you walk in your life and you go by your life, the more you see there are doors to your right, to your left, curtains. Behind those curtains, there are things that you shouldn't be looking at. Shouldn't get in. Shouldn't pass beyond that limits.
قال وعلى كل طريق شيطان يدعو إليه.
And every door, from those doors and curtains, there's a shaitan calling to it.
تفضل.
Welcome. Shaitan. Welcome the people to enter.
ادخل.
Welcome. Enter.
شاهد.
Look.
مغريات.
قال داع يدعو إليه.
There is a caller that called to it.
The Sheikh says, Shaitan, at every door, from those doors to your right and your left, in this life, there is Shaitan calling you to it, making it seem nice. There's something good in here, man. All you gotta do is remove the curtain. Just remove the curtain and get in. You're gonna see a lot of good things.
قال الشيخ لذلك فالإنسان في مجاهدة أن يبقى ثابتا على هذا الصراط.
Says now you, for these reasons, you have to fight, man. You have to keep up the struggle. You gotta struggle and fight hard so that you can stay on a path, because you're commanded to stay on this path and keep moving on it. But the shaitan is on the right and the left, come here. He wanna get you out of the path. But you're supposed to stay on the path, not to get to this way, to the right or to the left. But the shaitan is there, calling, making seems
to you to be beautiful, nice. But for you, you got to be. This is not a choice. You got to stay firm upon this path and continue on this long path. But you have to strive hard. Whenever the shaitan throws something at you, no, you decline. You return the invitation. You don't honor it. So that you can be firm upon this path. And may Allah make us firm upon it. Ameen. That's why the Shaykh says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَثْبُتُونَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. The Shaykh says, only few among the servants of Allah who are firm and decline these invitations from a shaitan. Only few. He says, only few people from the servants of Allah, they don't pay no mind to the shaitan's invitations. They receive it and they look at it like, man, subhanAllah, I gotta stay here. I can't go there. Because this, you may go behind one of those curtains, how are you gonna find your way back to the path? Some people are lost, ya akhwan. Some of us will take it easy, man, I'm just gonna do this, man. Astaghfirullah. Who told you that you may come out safe from that? This is how we weak. That's why the Shaykh says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يَتْبُونَ ذَلِكَ. Few are indeed among the servants of Allah who are firm upon this path, and they reject and they fight their desires and deny the invitation of the shaitan. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus or Yusuf, that's chapter 12, in verse 103, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. SubhanAllah. And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab al-Aqil, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, look at you now. He said, we're not going to tell you, look throughout the human being, you know, and history. Just you, where are you at now? How many people on earth now? Like some 6 billion? 7? The Muslims are like 1.3, 1.5 billion. They minority. And the Muslims who are 1.5 or 1.3 or something billions, how many among them upon the Sunnah and practice Islam? A lot of them, they just Muslim by affiliation, man. They have no clue what Islam is. They Muslims by affiliation just because they were born in a Muslim country. Many of them don't pray, man. Don't fast. Don't do anything. They don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So amongst the Muslims who are minority amongst the human being, then those who are upon the Sunnah, who are they? SubhanAllah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Islam. And thank Allah for guidance. Thank Allah for the Sunnah. قَالَ وَالْإِنسَانُ بِحَاجَةٍ أَنْ يُثَبِّتَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى هَذَا الصِّرَاطِ. He says, and a person is in dire need that Allah make him firm upon the sirat. It's not you. It's not your skills. Some people, they think just because he finished Quran and he knows Arabic and got a degree from here or there, they say he got to stay on this path. Yes, he may not. You gotta ask Allah firmness. There are people that knows more than us. Combine. They can break down, man, things that you never heard of. But they were the Hizbis. They upon some stuff, man, you'd be like, how did it happen? How they make that wrong turn? Curtains. Remember, they got to remove one of those curtains. That's what it is. So leave those curtains alone, man. And you remove it, you may see something and you're stuck. Right or wrong? If you walk, this is very important. The ulama, they advise us, if you walk, even if you walk in your neighborhood, walk straight, man. You're going up this way. Don't be looking at people's windows. You may never see. You may see something through that window that and you get stuck. Now you don't want to keep going. Don't be looking to the right or the left. Look ahead of you. Keep your eyes on a prize. Paradise. So the Shaykh says, you're in dire need to be firm upon this, but that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الثَّبَاتِ عَلَيْهِ الثَّبَاتُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ الَّذِي يُنْسَبُ عَلَى مَتْنِ جَهَنَّمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Shaykh says, from the beautiful fruits of being firm upon this path in this dunya, that you will be firm on the path of the hereafter. The sirat that is over Jahannam, the sirat that is over the hellfire, Yahwan. There is not a bridge over the water, man. There is not George W. Bridge over the Hudson River. You know is that, right? In New York. Alright? It's not the Chesapeake Bay. Huh? No, man. This is the sirat that is over the Jahannam. He says, the Shaykh says, if somebody is firm upon this path of righteousness in this life, that's an indication that inshallah, Allah will give them firmness to cross that path over Jahannam. May Allah make us from the Ameen. We will continue inshallah ta'ala after the Adhan of Salat al-Isha. Inam. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هذه الأبواب المفتحة محارم الله والستور المرخاة حدود الله. The Shaykh says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said in this hadith that these doors that are open, they are محارم الله, things that Allah has made illegal for us. And the curtains that are hanging over them, they are the limits that Allah has prescribed for us. Limits that we shouldn't cross over, shouldn't go beyond. فَالْبَابُ الْمَفْتُوحُ مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ يعني حرام أن يدخل مع الإنسان محرم عليه. He says, what do we understand? How do we understand these doors that are open are مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ? Meaning, it is haram for you to enter from those doors. It's forbidden for you to enter from those doors. وَهُنَا تَأْتِي جَمِيعُ الْمَعَاصِ وَالْآثَامِ He says, and this is pertaining to the all of the disobedience to Allah and sins. الزِّنَا adultery, fornication, al-qatl, killing, murder, crimes, وسائر الذنوب والآثام, and the rest of sins and disobedience to Allah. ويأتي في مقدمتها وأشنعها وأفضائها الشرك بالله عز وجل. So of course, at the head of it, the most wicked, despicable of all of them is shirk. Shirk. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالسُّتُورُ الْمُرْخَاتِ He says, as for those hanging curtains, قَالَ مَحَارِمُ اللَّهِ So they are the things that Allah has made illegal. قَالَ وَالْإِنسَانُ مَأْمُورٌ بِأَلَّا يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ يُحَافِظَ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْ يَتَجَنَّبَ مَحَارِمَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَقَعُ فِيهَا He says, a person is commanded not to go overboard the limits set by Allah, not to step the boundaries. Rather, a person is commanded to preserve the limits of Allah and to stay upon obedience to Allah and to avoid that which Allah has made illegal and forbidden, so that he may not fall into any of them. You mentioned a hadith. When the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَدَّ حُدُودًا فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for you limits. Do not go overboard those limits. Don't step the boundaries. وَفَرَدَ لَكُمْ فَرَائِدَ فَلَا تُضَيِّعُوهَا and has made obligatory upon you certain things. Don't waste them and neglect them. Act upon them. وَحَرَّمَ أَشْيَاءَ فَلَا تَنْتَهِكُهَا. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made other things forbidden for you, do not fall into that which Allah has made forbidden for you. قَلْ هَذَا يُوَدُّحُ قَوْلَهُ أَبْوَابُ وَسُتُورُ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Said all of this explains the doors and the curtains in this hadith. So the doors and the curtains are those things that Allah has made haram. The doors, the things that are haram. Zina, shirk, killing, backbiting, عقوق الوالدين, كذب, lying, cheating, killing, crime, murder, taking the people's wealth. All of these things. Bid'ah, innovations, hypocrisy, all of these things. And then those curtains are those limits. You gotta stop at that curtain. If you go beyond it, you fall into one of these things. It's like in our terms in here, you're on a path, but it is shoulder. Right or wrong? You're like going in a high mountains, but they have shoulders and they have what is the rail? They have rails. Are you going to go over the rail? Where do you find yourself at? They will find you. Talking about you find yourself. They will find you. And you may not know. Likewise, ikhwan. A lot of people are found doing haram. You know? But we need to find ourselves. And say, listen, man, I can't go there. I gotta fight. You gotta fight. If you don't fight, man, you lose. You know what happened? You get knocked out. You let the shaitan knock you out? You think when the shaitan knock you out, he's gonna say, oh, I'm sorry. Here's a hand, man, let's help you up. Man, he gotta step on you, man. And then he's gonna kick you and he's gonna drag you into that. So you gotta fight. You see something that you really want it, and yes, you want it because you're a human being. But then remember, say, man, I can't go there. Why? Because you're a coward or because you don't want it or something wrong with you? Nothing of that. No, because it's no good for me. Because even my soul wants it so bad, but my Lord who has mercy on me don't want it for me. So what's better? What Allah wants for us, what we want for ourselves. ثم قال وعلى رأس الصراط داع يدعو إليه وهو كتاب الله. Then the Shaykh, he move on to the portion of the hadith when he says, and at the head, on the top of that straight path, a caller that is calling to it, and that is the book of Allah. And that is the book of Allah that call you to stay on that path. Look, the shaitan is calling you to get past, to pass the curtains, and to get through the doors. Those doors are open. That's what makes it dangerous. At least if the doors are closed, person's like, man, I can't go. How am I going to get? They are open. Only curtain. Do you need a key to move a curtain? Yes, you. But you need one to stay away from. You need a key to stay away from. All right? There you go. What is that key? Taqwa. Inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Knowledge. Knowledge, because where is the taqwa we're going to get it without knowledge? Naam, taqwa, no doubt. True knowledge. That's why he says the book of Allah calling the people to stay on the path. قال وهذا يدلنا أيها الإخوة إلى أن من يريد لنفسه حسن الاستقامة وكمال السير في الطريق المستقيم أن يعتني بكتاب الله عز وجل وأن يهتم به وأن يهتم بسنة النبي الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام المبينة للقرآن. الله أكبر. Beautiful stuff. He says this. Lead us, brothers, to this point, to this reality. That if any one of us wants good for himself, and he wants to be upon righteousness, and if any one of us wants to move steady and firm upon the right path, that path that is straight, he has to take good care of the book of Allah. Gotta take good care of the book of Allah. Should be very important in your life. By learning it, studying it, reciting it, understanding it correctly, and acting upon it. Likewise, to give good importance to the sunnah of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why the Shaykh says? Because the sunnah explained the Quran. The Quran is calling you, calling us to stay firm upon the path so that we do not go behind those curtains and therefore get into those doors. That's why we have to make sure we give importance to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال فكتاب الله داع يدعو للثبات على الصراط. Says because the book of Allah in this hadith is the caller that call you to be firm upon that path that is straight. فما دمت مع القرآن فأنت على خير وأنت على صراط المستقيم. As long as you are connected to the book of Allah, you are upon good and upon that right path. As though the Shaykh is telling us, but if you forget about the Quran, you're on your own. That's the meaning. As long as you stay connected to the book of Allah by reading it, studying it, understanding it correctly, acting upon it to the best of your ability, acting upon its commands and staying away from its prohibitions, you will be upon good in your life. And you will continue to be firm upon that path that is straight. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, the verses 9 and 10. إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا وَأَنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Better brother help me inshallah khair with the ayats. Verily this Quran guides to that which is most just and right, and gives glad tidings to the believers in the oneness of Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who work deeds of righteousness, that they shall have a great reward, paradise. And that those who believe not in the hereafter, for them we have prepared a painful torment, hell. Allah salam wa al-afiyah. ويقول تعالى في سورة المؤمنون, chapter 23, verses 66 to 68. قد كانت آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم على أعقابكم تنكصون مستكبرين به سامرا تهجرون أفلم يدبروا القول أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُ الْقَوْلِ. Indeed, my verses used to be recited to you, but you used to turn back on your heels, denying them and refusing with hatred to listen to them. In pride, talking evil about the Qur'an, and it's pertaining to the Quraysh, that's what they did in the beginning, in the first time. By night. Have they not pondered over the word of Allah, meaning what is sent down to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or has there come to them what had not come to their fathers of old? Al-Shaykh Hafidhahullah, فَالْعِنَايَةُ بِتَدَبُّرِ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَعَقُّلِ مَعَانِيهِ ومعرفة دلالاته والعمل بما يقتديه هذا أعظم عون للإنسان للثبات والدوام على صراط الله المستقيم. He says, taking good care of the book of Allah, reflecting and pondering upon its verses, understanding its meanings, knowing that which the Quran is telling us to do and acting upon all that, this is considered from the greatest of all means that will help and assist the person to be firm and to be consistent upon embarking upon the path of Allah that is straight.
وهكذا العناية بالسنة التي هي مبينة وشارحة وموضحة لكتاب الله تبارك وتعالى.
Same thing he says about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Says the sunnah, clarify, explain, and make clear the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ.
Whatsoever the Messenger of Allah gave you, act upon it, implement it, take it, and whatsoever He forbade you from, leave it completely.
قال والعمل بالسنة والتقيد بها هو عمل بالقرآن وتقيد به.
The Shaykh says, keep in mind, when you act upon the Sunnah and abide by its teachings, you're actually acting upon the Quran. And abiding by its teachings. We still have a lot to present, inshallah ta'ala. We leave it for part two of this very beneficial topic, the path to guidance. We'll do that, inshallah ta'ala, if it's not next week, the week after that, inshallah ta'ala, on a Saturday evening. As'alullah li wa lakum uthabata ala ad-deen wa ala as-sirat al-mustaqim wa an yanfa'ana wa iyyakum bima sami'na wa an yajziya fadilat al-shaykh عبد الرزاق بن عبد المحسن البدر وأباه وجميع علمائنا علماء السنة والجماعة خير الجزاء على ما قدموه ولا زالوا من خدمات جليلة للإسلام والمسلمين. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. وجزاكم الله خيرا على حسن إنصاتكم.